九章第一节啊
，Verse one
啊，第一节，哎、欸，他寻求神过程当中，他去体验到，不管是艺人、智慧人哈、啊，都还是要啊顺服神的、
啊。And that he concluded that no matter whether it's wise or righteous men, they have to submissive to God
啊、哦，你不能因为你是艺人而自义啊。
And you cannot when you're righteous, you cannot be self-righteous.
哎，那你是智慧人，你就骄傲啊。
And that when you are wise, you become proud.
啊、哦，因为有一个事情很公平。
Because there is one matter that is just.
啊、哦，什么最公平
？What is just?
我们看传道书，他提到他有时候是这种公平的事情啊。
We look at Ecclesiastes, he discussed about justice.
啊，有的人应该是要、哦、享福的，哇，去遭受苦难。
And some people, they supposedly enjoying blessing, and yet they encounter sufferings.
有的人是作恶该受责罚的，哎，他却平安无事。
Those who are wicked, who do evil, and yet they live a good life.
啊。到底什么最公平
？Then, what is justice？
啊，什么最公平
？What is justice？
第二节就他要讲的。
In verse two, it will say what it will, what will、
啊。临到众人的事都是一样，有一个事都是一样。
That all things share a common destiny。
啊，是什么
？What is it？
哎，对啊，都会死了哦。最公平啊。
They will die, all will die, and that is more fair。
你因为你是很聪明人，哎、啊、你哦，你发明那个医药啊，你就不会死吗？
嗯、you're a very smart person and you invented some medicine. Would you think you would escape there?
啊，你是坏人，你在世上哦可以得到你想要的，那你就不会死嘛，你还是要死。
And you are wicked and you receive all things in this world. And would you think you can escape that?
啊，那死了以后哇，我们华人说死了就盖棺论定哈。
And when you die, all things will come to an end.、
哎、好的坏的哎，就已经决定了。
And whether you are good or bad, that has already been determined.
哦、啊，可是之前哈、哦，之前在传道书第三章十一节，我们看到哎，人有永生的观念呢。
And in chapter 3, we can see that man has a concept about eternal life.
所以从第九章第二节到第六节都提到，哎，人要面对这个死亡。
And chapter 6 tells us that man has to face death.
那你面对死亡，你再去后悔已经来不及了。
No, when you at the time of facing death, you then repent, it'll be too late.
所以在这边。传道书又显出他一个另外一个重点哦。
And here, Ecclesiastes trying to tell us an important point.、
哎、你要把握你活着的时候。
That you must grab hold of the chance while you are living.、
哦、第四节后面所讲哦，活着的狗比死掉的狮子更强哦。
In chapter 4 tells us that the living dog is stronger than the dead lion.、
哎狮子应该比狗强嘛，对不对
？A lion should be stronger than a dog.
哎，可是它是死狮子，哎，谁怕谁呀、啊、
？But
有人怕它吗？有狗怕它吗
？When he died, who would be afraid of a lion?
啊，在华人当中也有一个俗语，一个谚，一个俗话哈、哦，一个成语啊。
There is a saying.
哎，就是说，活着的乞丐比死掉的皇帝还要强。
That a living beggar is stronger than the dead king.
哎，所以都是要我们能够把握哈、哦、活着的时候。
And all this thing trying to tell us that we must take grab hold of the chance while we're living.
啊、哦，那第七节到第十节。
Verse 3 and 4.
第七。
Sorry, 7 verse 7.
啊、哦，到第十。
To verse 10.
哦。这边就说，哎，我们活着的时候，人就要应该好好的尽自己的本分。
It tells us that while we are living, we must do our duty.
啊，第七节我们看起来好像是说，诶，那这样子哦，既然死了，这什么都没有了，赶快哦，赶快去享受哦。
And that since when we die, there's nothing left, and therefore now we quickly go and enjoy ourselves.
哦，可是你看到最后一句话是说，神已经悦纳你的作为。
And last part of it, God favor what you do.
啊，所以你要能够真的有喜乐的生活，享受该享受的，基本上你要能够得神的喜悦。
And to live a happy life and do what you ought to do, but you must sure, but you must do according to the will of God.
啊，所以第七节要反过来讲哦。
Sorry, what pleases God?
哎，第七节要反过来讲才能了解。
But you have to read verse 7 from another viewpoint.
Hey, 你要做一个敬畏神感恩的人。
You must, if you want to live a life that fear God and thanksgiving.
让神哦，能悦纳我们，悦纳自己。
In order God to accept you.
啊，这样你才能够有个喜乐的生活。
Only then you have a happy life.
啊。这个喝你的酒不是说啊，那我们就可以喝酒作乐哈。
Here, drink your wine does not mean that you go and drink your wine and be joyful.
就酒是一种哈，这个，我们都是一种欢乐的代表了
哈。Wine prefigure enjoyment.
啊，因为古时候没有说什么汽水啊、可乐啊、哈、咖啡啊，没有嘛。
Because in the ancient time there is no coffee, no pop.
哎，哇，所以他们哎。在宴客当中哈，在饮食当中能够喝点酒，那就表示啊一种享受了。
So in a feast that they would drink wine and this prefigure is a sort of an entertainment.
哦，所以这个是指的说一种喜乐的生活。
And this tells us they live a joyful life.
啊，那个所罗门也曾经做一首诗这样讲啊。
And Solomon also written a psalm.
我们看诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127
127篇啊，他提到啊，若不是神来建造看守啊，我们的努力就白费了。
He says, unless the Lord oversees our work, then otherwise all things will be in vain.
那第二节说我们每天这样忙碌。
Verse 2 says, when you rise early,
那神所亲爱的就让他安然睡觉。
And those who God love will let them have a happy, have a good sleep.
哦，他说我们的忙碌，可是我们是个敬畏神的人，是神所喜爱的人。
But if we pleases God and God loves us,
那我们哦每天过得安安心心、平平安安呐、
Then every day will live a peaceful life.
我们没有不是过得忧虑的生活啊。
And we will not live a life full of anxiety.
啊，这边可以对照所罗门他自己做的诗啊。
So we can compare this psalm because it was written by him.
啊，那看回来《传道书》第九章。
Now let us turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第九章第九节。
Verse 9.
啊，第九节提到。我们的家庭婚姻生活
It tells us about our family, our life with our spouse.
我们提过所罗门因为娶很多的这个太太啊。
And we have taught that Solomon had many wives.
那可能在不管在古代啦在现代啦，这很多男人羡慕的。你看，那么多太太，你看。
Not only in the olden days, but now, people admire him for his number of wives.
可是所罗门他却很羡慕说，啊，这个平常夫妻这样子恩恩爱爱的这个生活就好。
But yet, Solomon emphasized a life of peacefulness with one wife.
所以我们在现在这个社会啊，我们能够在神的恩典当中有个美满的婚姻，这个就应当感谢了。
So in our life, if you have a spouse and you live a happy life, and this is worthy of giving thanks.
所以我们要能够爱护自己的太太，太太也要能够 疼爱自己的先生。
So you must love your wife, and the wife also must love the husband.
哎，那不要像现在社会的潮流啊啊，这个男女之间哦啊，互相不尊重啊，很随便这种情形。
And do not follow the trend of the world and be casual with the opposite sex.
哎，那我们能够在家庭的生活、婚姻的生活敬畏神，我们也能够得到啊很大的一个福气啊。
And in, so in our home, if we can worship God, and this is a great a blessing.
啊，然后第十节就是说，哎，要尽我们在社会啊，在这个国家的本分呢。
And verse 10 tells us that we must do our duty towards our country.
啊，因为是现在做的功效会要随着我们啊。
Because your deeds will follow you.
啊，那第十节后面说，等你死了，哎，就没有用了。
And then it says, when you die, then there would be no more working.
哦，所以要把握我们现在啊，该做的，我们该服侍神的啊，哎，要好好去做。
So now, at the present, we must do what we have to do, and to serve God.
哎，好，那我们活着。再是神给我们多少恩典恩赐，我们就发挥多少就好了。
And with whatever gift God has given us, that what need to be manifested from you.
我们是五零五千的，我们就发挥哦，再去赚五千。
If you are the person that received 5,000, then you would manifest the 5,000.
是两千的，就是两千。
If you are the 2,000, then you would be the 2,000.
那他不要啊，哦，都是羡慕别人哦，你看。他的恩赐就那么多
，and don't go and envious with the one that has more than you。
哦，那就那个像那个领一千的，哎，人家就五千，人家就两千，我只有一千。
And like the one who has 1,000, he look at the one with 5,000 and the one with the 2,000。
我再怎么拼命也不能够哈、哦、比他们多啊。
And no matter how hard this 1,000 work, he said to himself that he would not match up with those。
哦，虽然圣经是没有这样讲了。
Of course, the Bible did not write it this way.
不过那婚宴前的比喻哈、哦，我这样看了一看，我觉得那个领一千的，说不定是这样想。你看人家五千的赚五千，两千的赚两千，我一千的，我看也不能比他们多啊。
But for the sake of comparison, you can ponder what the 1,000 will think when one have 5,000 and the one have 2,000.
五千的赚五千，变一万嘛。
5,000 earn another 5 would be 10,000.
2,000又赚2,000是4,000 啊。
The 2,000 earn twice as much would be 4,000.
啊，那你1,000再赚1,000，只有2,000啊，比别人少了。
And the 1,000, if he would double up, he only have 2,000, would be less than those two people.
结果他就把神给他的恩典，神给他恩赐就埋起来。
And consequently, he would bury the gift.That was given by God.
哦，所以哎，神后来哈、啊，主人回来，没有再夸啊，你赚的比较多，你赚的比较少，是看你有没有做。
And when the master came back, he did not look at how much you have made. It is how much effort you have done.
哎，我结果那个领一千，后来就被赶出去了。
So later on, the 1,000 was cast out.
哎，所以不必去羡慕别人啊，就。啊，就自己就啊啊，我们说什么自暴自弃啊？
Well, we must not be envious of others, otherwise you will destroy yourself.
哦，十一节、十二节提到的啊。
Verse 11 and verse 12.
哎，这个快跑的未必能赢啊。
That the rest is not to the swift.
啊，我们要把握那个机会了。
We must take, grab hold of the chance.
啊，神让我们活着。把握机会啊
！When God let you live, you must take hold of the chance.
哎，好好做，好好服侍神。
You must do it good and serve God well.
啊，抓住机会啊，传福音，信耶稣。
Take the chance to convert people to believe in Jesus.
啊，那十二节说，哎，有时候哎，什么时候祸患临到，不晓得啊。
And verse 12 tells us that man does not know when his hour of tribulation will come.
哎，我们自己。很多事情，很多时候不能掌握了。
There are many things that is beyond our control.
我们要能够抓住神给我们的机会。
We must grab hold of the chance that is being given by God.
我们说只要你活着就是个机会啊。
We say that as long as you're living, there is a chance.
因为这就是所说的，你死了啊，就什么都没有了嘛。
Because when you die, there's nothing you can do.
而且这个也是表明，哎，我们有一个倚靠神的心。
So this tells us that, we have a heart of reliance on God.
不是自夸我多聪明，我能够啊去预测未来怎么样。
We should not boast, about ourselves, and we can predict what will happen in the future.
真的祸患有时候就忽然临到啊。
And then, tribulation will come to you suddenly.
前几天听一个弟兄讲。
A few days ago, there was a brother that said this.
我看我们这边开车都很守规矩哦。
I see that people drive here, in an orderly manner.
我们有台湾来的，我们就会体验到啊。
Especially those who come from Taiwan, they will, notice that.
跟我们陈文吉弟兄还在谈哦，我在台湾是要争哈。你要争先，不然你就看不懂。
And Brother Pedro has pointed out in Taiwan, you must struggle to take your position, otherwise you would never able to move.
这边不是要让啊，要让。
But here, you would allow people, you will make way.
尤其是看到行人要过马路，一定要让他。
Especially when you see people crossing the road.You must make way. You must let him go first.
那前几天就听到个弟兄说他就是不久前他开车啊，就经过一个人行道的时候。
And he said not long ago when he come to a crosswalk.
他跟他前面一条车哦，前面那台车看到有行人过去就停下来。
And he saw that when the car in front of him saw a man crossing the road, he stopped.
然后他跟着后面他也停下来。
And he was following him behind, so therefore he.Stop as well.
那个行人看到车子停下来让他了，他就走过去了。
So when this person saw that the car is giving way, so he proceed to cross the road.
第三台车从后来不晓得为什么就突然间跟在他们后面呢，就从左边操作出去，就冲出去了。
And that this third car behind them, suddenly pulled to the left and dashed forward.
结果就刚好把那行人就撞倒了。
And then it crashed into this person.
听说我们在这里撞到人很严重啊。
And I heard that it's very serious offense when you hit people.
所以我听到弟兄讲说，还撞他的心里面也是很痛。
And when this incident happened, he can feel it in his heart as well, the pain.
结果他看到那撞到人的也出来看了，就坐在路边，好像很后悔，又很担心这样子，那个表情。
And this person, this person that hit this Protestant was very sorrowful and was in and was very sad sitting by the curbside.
对呀，奇怪了，我们平常都看到前面停，我们跟着停嘛，为什么忽然间他会这样冲出去耶？
Normally, when you see people slow down and stop, you would follow as well. But strangely enough, this person did not do so.
结果在那边后悔了。
And then he now regretted what he had done.
那个过马路的人，那明明看到车子已经停下来让他了，一走过去，怎么还有第三台车撞过来？他想不到啊。
And this Protestant saw this car was stopping for him, so he crossed, but.How would he know that there was a third car behind?
所以真的祸患忽然临到。
So this is what you call tribulation suddenly came upon.
所以我们能够平平安安的开车回来平安的走路，我们都要感谢神了。
So if you drive peacefully to another place or you walk in peace, you must give thanks to God for such things.
不要那么自夸，我开车技术很好，绝对不会撞到人。
You must not boast how skillful you drive and you have not involved in an accident.
有个弟兄就这样子
There was a brother like that.
开车技术很好。
He was very skillful in driving.
看到别人发生车祸就在那边笑，技术那么差，要是我才不会呢。
He would laugh at people who involved in an accident and saying that he would not have that kind of happening to him.
结果有一次哦，在过马路十字路啊，明明他这边绿灯了哦，出去，结果砰的一声啊，撞到了。
And so one time when he was crossing the road, when he was about to cross, he was hit by another car.
奇怪了，我们这边绿灯啊，可是别人不守法，也是被撞到啊。
He was amazed because it was green light, but however, the person that hit him did not obey the traffic light.
所以能够平安，我们说能够平安都是要感谢啊，当然自己要小心了哦。
So when we are saved, you must give thanks to God, but of course you must be careful as well.
我们总是不能哈太过自夸。
But we must never boast about ourselves.
人常常就是这样子，认为说我很有智慧啊，可是呢，你得到什么？
But men are like that. Often when they are wise, but what would he receive often?
13-18.
Verse 13-18.
这所罗门提到说他看到哈曾经。有一次在打仗的时候
，that when there was war，
有一个小城哈、被一个军队围住了
，that this little city was surrounded by an army。
可是呢，他们城中有一个很有智慧的人
，but in the city there was a wise man。
可是呢，这个是贫穷人。
But he was poor.
他用他的智慧来拯救他自己的城市。
But he used his wisdom to save。
哎，结果呢？大家把他忘记了。
But then, people forgot about him.
那他曾经说过话哈，也没人记得了。
whatever was spoken by him was forgotten by people.
那十字节是提到说，像这种有智慧的事情哈，有智慧的话，我们应该好好去听他。
So Solomon said, such a good word.We must use our heart to listen to it.
可是人呢，总是呢图一时方便而已啊。
But men would forget very quickly in good times.
那十八节提到说，像这种智慧，你看哦，能够胜过打仗的兵器啊。
And in verse 18, it tells us that wisdom is better than weapon of war.
这个中国古代有一个很会战争的人哈，姓孙，我们叫他孙子。
In ancient China, there was a person called Sun who is very good at war, good at winning war.
不是关山哦，他的名字叫吴了哈，有没听过？有这个《孙子兵法》。
His name is Sun.
然后现在很多人把他的这个讲的话哈、运用在赚钱，在商场上面哦。
But many people use his idea in business to make money.
他就说哦，最能够打仗的人是怎么样
？He says,
最好的那种打仗的智慧是什么呢？
What is the best wisdom in winning a war?
就是你不用动你的军队。
It is that you do not have to move your army.
你不用发射你的枪炮。
And you do not even have to fire a shot.
别人看到你就怕，那就最厉害的。
When people see you, they are frightened. That would be the best.
所以所罗门早就讲了，智慧胜过打仗的兵器啊。
So this is what Solomon said. Wisdom is better than weapons.
可是人呢，虽然有这种智慧，因为罪哈，因为这个情欲，就败坏很多好的事情。
But man has such a wisdom, but because of corruption, therefore it eroded.
所以智慧本来是好的啊。
Wisdom is good.
可是呢，有人有私心，用在坏的方面，那就不好了。
But then man has has schemes, and therefore, when it used on bad things, it will be not good.
啊，那尤其我们在信仰上也是一样啊。
And this is similar to our daily life.
啊，在希伯来书的第三章。
In Hebrew, chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章第七节。
Verse 7, chapter 3, verse 7.
到十五节。
Till verse 15.
啊，这边就告诉我们要谨慎啊，不要硬心试探神啊。
Here it tells us that we must not be heart of stone and to test God.
啊，或者有这个不信的恶心啊。
Or to have an unbelief heart.
啊，结果呢就离开神啊。
And consequently, you will depart from God.
啊，我们说认识神是智慧的开端。
So we say that knowing God is the beginning of wisdom.
我们已经有智慧在奔跑这条人生的路啊。
And we have enough wisdom to travel, to walk the path.
嗯，啊，不要因为啊这些情欲哈，这个恶心，结果呢啊，我们就败坏许多善事。
So do not allow our desire and things of not good to harm our spiritual life.
那《传道书》第十章，它是继续哈，在说明这个事情。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, once again talk about this matter.
好，我们看回来《传道书》第十章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第十章第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，使苍蝇使坐香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧跟尊荣啊。这个我们可以从圣经上几个例子来思考。
And from this we can use a Bible, use a example, and then we can ponder over it.
哦，你看像亚干。
For example, Achan.
有没有听过亚干？
Have you heard of Achan?
哦，约书亚时代他们进迦南啊，耶利哥啊，那个故事里面呢、啊。
During the time of Judges, Joshua lead them into a city.
啊，像基哈西。以利沙的学生哦。
The student of Elijah.
Elijah.
Elisha, the student of Elisha.
以利沙的学生基哈西哈，然后主耶稣的门徒犹大
，and the disciple of Jesus Judas.
这三个人呢，本来哈像膏油一样，是发出香气的。
And these three people are like should be like perfume that give out fragrance.
啊，亚干，你看好不容易经过旷野路，已经进到迦南地了。
And look at Achan, it was.Not easy for him to enter the land of Canaan.
啊，那基哈西呢？跟随以利沙，准备接续他做先知啊。
And Elijah, follower. It was not easy for him to follow the prophet.
哎，准备做先知嘛。
And to become a prophet.
啊，那。犹大呢是主耶稣拣选的十二个门徒之一啊。
And Judas is one of the 12 disciples that was chosen by Jesus.、
哦、这三个人都因为贪财，结果失败了。
But these three people chose to be greedy and consequently fail.、
哦、他们本来应该有他们的智慧跟尊荣啊。
Actually, they have their wisdom and their honor.、
哦、那另外像摩西的姐姐米利安。
And like the sister.Of Moses, Marian.
啊，曾经嫉妒摩西啊。
Marian was one jealous of Moses.
哦，跟摩西在争名啊。
And he was quarreling with Moses.
哦，结果长大麻风，被神处罚。
And he was punished by God by contacting leprosy.
哎，虽然他没有像前面这三个人，最后是灭亡了哈、哦。
But Marian did not like these three person.That encountered death.
哎，可是呢，在他一生的信仰当中，哇，却有一个哈、哦、不好的一个记录在。
But however, in her whole life, this is there is this bad record about her.
哎，所以最第十章开始哈、哦、就提到，我们不要哎让这一点点事情啊、哦，结果呢，我们聪明反被聪明误了。
So therefore, this tell us that we must not allow these. Things to happen to us.
啊，第二节提到 智慧的人的心在左边，在右边。
And verse 2, the heart of wise inclines to the left.
啊，右边。
Right, sorry.
啊，右边是一种力量的代表啊。
Right prefigure authority or power.
啊，那一般我们也是用右手的比较多啦。
And most of us are right-handed.
哎，所以这右边也是指的一种在一个正常一个道理里面。
Right also prefigure the correct truth.
哎，那左边哈。我们常常说华语有句话说旁门左道，就是哦，就是不正常哦，邪门哦，邪门邪道去了啦。
The left hand prefigure left wing, and that is not good.
哦，所以我们要能够保守自己的心，胜过保守一切。
So we must protect our heart. We must protect our heart.
啊，那第三节哈就提到，不要像愚昧人啊，表现出来的人家一看就是啊，这个人哈，不是个智慧人。
Verse 3 tells us we must not show everyone how stupid we are.
好，那第四节就提到一个智慧人哈。
We have a heart of humility.
啊，这刚刚提到哈，这个第八章一开始那个是同样的道理。
And this is the same teaching from chapter 8.
哦，那第五节到十一节。
Verse 5 to 11.
哦，一直也是在提到说不要，不要受到这个社会现象啊，这个影响。
It tells us not to be influenced by the secular world.
啊，那因为这个不好的现象是因为掌权者啊，他们。啊，在负责的人，出的错误啦。
Because out there, people are struggling for positions.
啊，那不要说啊，你都这么笨哈，那觉得自己很聪明哈，啊，结果呢，他们论断啊，在那边哈批评。
And people would think that they are clever, and therefore, they would look down on the not so clever, and they would encounter. Disagreement.
哦，那第八节、第九节是指的说，我们要那么聪明哈，不要哈自己去找麻烦了。
Verse 8 and 9 tell us, we must not find trouble for ourselves.
这有人说这四件事情哈，挖坑的啦，拆墙的啦，凿开石头的啦，劈开木头是当时的一种俗语哈。
And there are four incidents here, like digging a pit.Quarry stone and splitting logs. These are the examples.
当时的一种谚语、俗话。
As a common way of saying things.
啊，意思是说我们要那么聪明哦，要不要自找麻烦的意思。
This tells us that do not be over smart, otherwise.Troubles will come upon you.
哦，另外一种解释是哈，说我们不要去故意要陷害人。
And another meaning is that we must not purposely go and harm people.
哦，我自己觉得很聪明，啊，结果心哈，心不正。
And do not overconfidence yourself or think that you're smart. Otherwise, your heart will be led astray.
结果说你用了智慧，你的智慧是用在害别人身上。
Then your wisdom will be used to harm people.
哦，啊，那后来啊，你还是害到自己。
And towards the end, it will harm yourself.
哦，所以第十节、第十一节就是我们要有啊，那个准备的一个，预防啊，患难发生的智慧啊。
Verse 10 and verse 11 tell us, we must, with our wisdom, we must prepare for the worst.
然后要知道怎么做才是对自己有帮助啊。
What we must do in order to help ourselves.
啊，你那个刀哈，你要磨砺才好用啊。
You must sharpen the knife in order to able to use it.
哦，那古时候在行法术，这个法术是类似我们现在说魔术了哈。十一节那个法术。
Verse 11 tell us about the charmer.
就现在我们常说变魔术啊，变出蛇出来那种东西。
Or the magicians that we commonly use the terms now.
你要先做准备啊，不要让蛇先出来咬人啊，那你还变什么魔术给人家看
？As a charmer or a magician, you must prepare yourself. Otherwise, Otherwise, if you don't, the snake might bite you, and therefore you would lose your credibility.
哎，所以这种魔术书就不够聪明。
Then this kind of magic, would not attract people.
哎，所以说要那种哈，哎，怎么样做预备的智慧呢？
So this is the wisdom about preparations.
啊，我们今天就先谈到这里。
And so we conclude.